Good afternoon. I'm Wilbur Brown, Wilbur Yichadu Asau, Klingachi Neshku Agun. I've been living here in Sitka for about 20 plus years. I think I've been a real active member in the community along with my wife, my five kids, and my mother and my extended family. You know, I've worked in various jobs around the community, most of them in lead management jobs. You know, I'm a veteran, a UAF graduate, and I've been on the council for about 6 years. I'm currently the AMB Camp 1 president, the AMB Grand Camp 2nd vice president, and a Clinkett and Haida delegate. I have served on many committees with the tribe, and I have worked in various capacities with the tribe to ensure that we are serving our tribal needs. Most currently, I am the chair of the Sitka Tribal Economic Development Committee. I work with a great group of folks who are business members in the community. As the leadership for the STE, we've done a lot to really get STE back on solid ground. We won't push a business forward until we have a solid business plan, we have a strong fiscal plan, and we believe in it. We've had some struggles as we got started within the past year to regroup our Sitka Tribal Enterprise businesses. Some of them were started out without a strong business plan and without a solid financial plan. We've been able to shut some of those businesses down and restart them back up with a good solid plan going forth so we would be conservative with your money as tribal citizens. I have also been a chair of the Sitka Tribal Health Committee, and with that, I've been working to meet your health needs as well as your economic needs. I've worked with SEARCH. We've held our first annual health fair. And with the health fair, you know, we were able to reach some folks that would never attend any of the health fairs in the community. That was held down at the AMB Hall. You know, with the AMB Hall, we're offering bingo. We're doing community functions, you know, with the tribe. And also, you know, we're looking at collaborating more with our tribal entities in the community. You know, on November 8th, you know, is our election. I really would appreciate your vote so I can continue some of this work that I've started. You know, and if you're not going to vote for me, I really encourage you just to get out and vote. We have some really important things happening within our tribe and nationally. So please get out to vote November 8th.